Hi guys, this is Joe from the Power Records Podcast here in beautiful, snowy Toronto, Canada. We're just pummeled here with snow lately. Last week we had a major storm, which really piled up the snow, and we have another one coming today. So, you know what, just stay in, you know, for you people that live in the Ontario area, Ontario, Canada area. Stay in and just keep playing those vinyl records. And of course, this podcast is all about vinyl records, collecting, trading, selling vinyl records. I've talked about many platforms that you could sell your vinyl on. The vinyl that you don't mind giving up. Make sure that, you know, if you have like a can't buy a thrill record that you don't want to let go of, you keep it, right? And you won't feel later on that, you know, that you shouldn't have sold it and you feel bad about it. It's kind of a thing that people do with a lot of items they have around the house. They say, you know, I don't need it anymore, and they go ahead and unload it, and then they say, oh, what did I do? Did I sell that? And they regret it later on. So, you know, with vinyl, it's the same thing. You know, you kind of want to hold on to it, and then you're tempted to sell it. I can get $50 for it. So you go ahead and do that. Mind you, there is a lot of copies of that record around, but you know, you kind of cherish the ones that were the original ones that you bought at your local record store. So guys, again, if you need any advice with selling records, just get a hold of me at JLC, A-R-O-N-E, at simpatico.ca. And if you want to be on the show, love to have you on the show as well too. This platform, the Anchor platform, which I've been saying is a great place to have your podcast. I'm not getting paid for that, by the way. If you are willing to have a couple people on your podcast, you can do so. The Anchor platform lets you do so, and it's pretty cool. And I've done it before, and it's not a bad platform to use if you are just starting out with your podcasts. But you know, the vinyl record business, guys, is growing and is getting bigger and bigger. You know, the younger generation is buying up vinyl. There's more and more shops selling vinyl. We have a new store here close to us, Long Branch Records, which is just popped up now, and they situated themselves close to a college university here for their main reason. And I'm sure I discussed it with my daughter earlier on this morning, is they situated themselves because the younger crowd is buying vinyl, and I'm sure they will make pretty good business along the way because of that. And you know what, the other stores that I see popping up, they're kind of placing themselves in and around, you know, the cool areas of Toronto, the restaurants where they're thriving, or some of the restaurants where they have the younger generations hanging out. They're placing themselves in that area as well too. But you know what? You don't have to open up a brick and mortar store. I may have told you before, eBay, Amazon, Etsy are the places to sell your vinyl. If you want to make serious money, you look up the top selling vinyl records on Discogs, and it's an easy way of doing that. And what you do is you search for those records, you buy them up at your local brick and mortar store if you can, and go ahead and sell them on these platforms, and you make a decent living doing so. I guarantee you that it's worked for me. And you know, I've told you on my previous podcast that I left my job to do this full time, and I'm not making as much money, but you know what, it is a great business because it's an easy business, not a lot of stress that you have to drive your car to work 40 kilometers there, 40 kilometers back. You know, you make a little bit of money by getting better and better at selling records. And the key things, as I mentioned before, is have a lot of inventory. And that's the biggest challenge that I think I faced in the last few years, is keeping up with the inventory. But as I said and before, a couple of ways of doing that: you can buy your records in bulk off of local dealers, you can buy your records in bulk online. You build up your inventory and make it a practice to replace the key sellers that you're selling over and over again. And by geez, you will make money doing so. And it's a challenge, but it's a lovely challenge to have, because you know, if you love music like I do, you really make it, you make the hobby, as my wife says, it's a hobby, turn the hobby into your own business. So guys, if you need any advice, again, you can go to my Facebook page at Power Records and Music One. We sell on Etsy, we sell on eBay, we sell on Amazon, but I want to help you any way I can for free. Just let me know, reach out to me, and we will talk. Guys, that's my show for today. Keep warm, keep selling those records, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye now.